Keen?
Yes, sir.
Do you appear to see any need of Nixon going any further now than he's already gone with this thing, and after Dirksen has told him and they've called out there, you think he ought to write him a letter or anything?
Well, I'm a draft is on its way over to you.
Yes, I know that.
I think there could be a little point in his getting a letter to Bridge M confirming the Nixon talk, just in case.
Confirming the Dirksen talk.
The Dirksen talk. But I don't attach too much importance. I think the thing is moving in Saigon now.
Yeah, I don't either. I just think we... Now, I wouldn't think it'd be desirable for him to have anybody go to Saigon or to Paris either, because if you do, you're going to have Mansfield and Dirksen and Fulbright and the rest of them wanting to go. Mansfield already wanted to go, and I talked him out of it as my representative. I told him he could do it as an individual. Or as a member of the Senate, he'd just do it on a tour like all of them go on. But what's your feeling about that? I gather Lodge is kind of wanting to get into it over there. And my fear would be that you'd wind up with about three or four people trying to handle things.
Well, it seems to me that I think it's very important to maintain clear lines of responsibility and authority during this period so there's no confusion. Secondly...
Why wouldn't the thing then be for him to designate somebody here to have an office over there and watch, sit with you and read the cables and talk to you about it, but have somebody that the other sides can be playing with
that
and undermine.
Well, I've got an office just 20 feet from my own office he could use. They're all waiting for him.
Well, that's what I think we do.
And we can keep him fully informed, and I think we... As soon as he shakes down and knows exactly what he's going to be doing in the next few weeks, we'll arrange for somebody to begin to get him briefings and so that he can keep classified material under lock and key, and maybe we'll do that in his office over in the executive office building or somewhere. But if he's going to hold off till December naming his cabinet, somebody ought to begin to establish some liaison on a good many of these complicated questions.
All right. I see the Benjamin Wells story got me on with a big desire to get to Soviet again, and that's bound to come out of your department. I told George Christian, say, I guess it's a junior, and I hope very junior officer. I'm afraid it's one of the secretaries that over there. You know where it came from?
No, I don't. I don't.
You read it?
He's quite a troublemaker. I just glanced at it. I'm very afraid I was working on something else, and I haven't read it carefully yet.
Well, look at it and ask Nick if he can't pursue it to see where it came from, and so tell us what we say about it. I just wish they'd let me talk about my plans in the State Department instead of them, and I wish you'd tell Nick to see that word gets out, that I just haven't got but 2 months. I'd like so much to be able to have some voice in my own future instead of a bunch of sons of bitches over there telling about how I feel and what I do, and I don't ever see them.
Maybe this is some of those disarmers.
No, I think it's some of our dear friends that cultivate wells. Very close around us being so
it
pleased.
Could have come from Soviet sources, because the Soviets have been sort of playing with this.
Okay.
All right.